the perfect roof, we go back to design a little bit.
Here with Pat Overson and Tracy Wallace of Overson Roofing at Rosie on the House.
From the pitch, they used to make it where it would be a seamless all the way to the edge of the patio, but somewhere along the way it seemed like we needed to change the slope and go to dissimilar materials, and that's a very common leak place. But it's usually not too critical because it's dripping on the underside of your patio because it's still flowing down. And if you were going to try and do a do-it-yourself repair, that's one that somebody could tackle. Talk through. Let's take just a regular shingled roof with a flat modified, probably a 112 slope going out of it. How is that properly flashed on top?
Well, the reason, going to the reason of the change of the products on there is your asphalt shingle roofs are designed for a 312 or above, 2.5 to 312 or above. Tile roofs, same thing, 312
three
or above.
3 inches drop over a 12-inch run.
So the you go to a modified rolled roofing system on your lower slope roofs. You have your drip edge, which goes around the perimeter edge of your patio. And with the self-adhesive products, we put down a 9-inch rubber base around there before we apply the cap sheet, the modified cap down, and then it is welded together. Going up underneath your transition to your shingles or tile is where you usually have failure first, and you'll get cracking in those areas. For a do-it-yourselfer, the key thing is to not just go up and smear some mastic or tar on there. You want to put a thin layer of tar on there and then get a fiberglass mesh and put in there and then put another layer of the asphalt tar over there. And one of the key things is also put a little bit of spray paint or something on there to help protect it from the UV rays that are coming down, and it'll prolong the life of that repair.
As close to the color of the roof as
yes.
you can.
Yes, as close to the color of the roof as possible so it looks a little bit better, yes.
Now, there's nothing on top there, though, that's going to tell me this is the leak. Obviously, protrusions, but underneath, if you've got one randomly in the middle with no protrusion, you can kind of at least know, well, I'm somewhere along this vertical line.
Typically, you will get up there and you'll see a loose seam in that area or a crack. Or, I mean, we've had, I've been on patio roofs and it's been bullets, it's been arrows, somebody's thrown a piece of metal. So there's usually something pretty obvious on a flat roof patio where the leak is coming through.
Very good. And does that change at all if we don't see that style a lot in concrete tile roofs, but what you do see in second-story applications is maybe a walkout deck.
Yes, and a walkout deck is a different system on there. It's a urethane system, so they're obviously a urethane system. I wouldn't recommend a homeowner try and repair at all. I would get a professional in to take a look at it and do a proper repair on those.
That's not something that they sell in a five-gallon bucket. You go
they
slap
do,
it around.
But they very rarely hold up. So,
all right. So, if folks wanted to get a hold of Overson Roofing, how would they do that? What's the number?
844-Overson or OversonRoofing.com, either one.
One of our newest Rosie Certified contractors joining the Rosie on the House Certified team. We appreciate y'all being so patient, waiting to get into the network for 6 years, and we finally had an opening, and we're proud to have y'all as a member. But there's just one thing I need to know, because it hit me why I decided to never be a roofer. One of the jobs I was given was in building a little church, is I had to do the cap sheet on the patio, and so it was exposed underneath, so you could only use like a 7/8 inch galvanized big head nail, and they had to go like it seemed like they had to go like every 2 inches, and my fat fingers were too fat to hold that nail, and so I was dragging my knuckles over the top of that cap sheet. My hands were bleeding, both hands. I had to learn how to hammer left-handed because my knuckles have been rubbed complete. How do you nail that exposed cap sheet on with a 5/8 inch nail and not lose your knuckles or pinch the ends of your fingers off?
That's a good question. You have to be really delicate. But these days we have the modified self-adhere system, so you don't have a big need for fasteners like you used to in the old days. So.
Man.
We're lucky.
I got off that roof and the superintendent said, "Who's bleeding?" I said, "Well, it's me." He says, "Well, man, it looks like you bled about 10 gallons of blood up there on that roof." I said, "Well, I don't know if it was that much." Oh, man, it took me weeks for my hands to get back together. And you were talking about fingering and thumbing nails watching TV at night. In the Lathers trade, we used to carry all of our nails in our bottom lip.
Wow, that'd be rough.
And you would just spit the nails out one by one and hammer it and pound it. The things we used to do. It's amazing we lived through all that.
That's right.
Here at Rosie on Nassau, are they going to join us next week? At the listeners going to join us next week out at Westworld.
Yes.
Outdoor Expo.
We are broadcasting live at Westworld for the Get Outdoors Expo. It was a lot of fun last year, and we're happy they invited us back this year. Wrapping up real quick, roofs are going to leak when it rains. People usually are in a panic state because you got a leaking roof. Panic state, you can make some bad decisions. What should homeowners keep in mind? They got a couple roofers in front of them. How do they protect themselves in making a right decision?
Well, the key is make sure you contact a licensed roofing contractor. Get a couple of quotes on that, and then do your research and make a qualified decision based on that.
And don't make a decision in angst or under somebody saying, you know, I've got leftover material from this other roofing job. I can give you at a discounted price, or if you just write me a check today, I'll give you a 20% break. And don't get talked
don't
into
panic.
Those.
Don't panic.
Hopefully that hailstorm taught everybody about storm chasers. Yes. Woo, man. Hey, y'all, don't get scared. We're signing off now, but we'll be back next week. And in the meantime, you can find us at rosieonthehouse.com.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.